Mark chapter 8, verse 36 that I would just want to read to you again. It says, "Why would people gain the whole world but lose their lives?"
It's called My Visitor. "How very strange. Peace paid me a visit here today, not knocking at the door with undue haste, but tapping gently, shyly looking in, whilst I, caught quite unawares, stood standing back and wondered what she saw, too surprised to say, 'Come in, my dear,' and so afraid that she might disappear. I was so tired. Youth went out the door so long ago, fragile in his innocence and hope, yet bravely singing over fear and doubt, whilst pain, hardening and softening the while, washed away the innocence in tears, and some who never learned to look away lost any chance to see the light of day. And so I wondered, bitterness grows weak and fades away, strain through many tendernesses known, slowly seeping past once brittle strands, while she has watched and waited till today, has made her path to where I hid my soul, come to my home and at its very core, held out her hand and led me to the door." That's Donald Mackay, my brother-in-law.
What's going to happen to, what has maybe happened to us in the past directs us to where we are today. You might not be a Moses, you might not be an Abraham, but we are human. We are traveling through this journey of life together, sometimes independently, sometimes on the same road, sometimes with our soulmate. But we do travel the road, and sometimes it's rocky, and sometimes there's lots of temptation out there, and sometimes it just seems to be going smooth. That's when you should be worried the most, when it's going real smooth. But know this, that no matter what part of the journey that you're in life, that God is with you. He's with you always. Our job here on this earth is to make disciples for Jesus Christ. So why do people do what they do? Can't answer that. But all I know is what we should do as children of Christ is to be as close to Christ as we can, to serve Him by serving others. Let us pray.